531.
The Fiji Village reported on Monday that seven politicians were taken in for questioning by officers from the Criminal Investigations Department and subsequently had been released. Acting Police Commissioner Rusiate Dundravu says they were taken in for questioning in relation to their statements on the bill to amend the Itauke Land Trust Act. Unity Fiji Party leader Zavenatha Narumbe, one of those who were taken in for questioning, joins us now on Pacific Days live from Fiji for more. Nisa Yandravinaka Ratu, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Zavenatha.
Yandravinaka, O'Brien. Good to come on your show. Thank you.
And thank you for your time this afternoon, Ratu. Firstly, Zavenatha, your reaction to being taken in for questioning by officers from the Criminal Investigations Department?
Yeah, I was taken in for two caution interviews on a press release that I issued last Saturday. I was simply calling for due process to be followed on this Bill 17, which is currently in Parliament now. My view, Brian, was simply that there was no consultation made. The benefits of the bill are a separate issue. My issue was that due process should have been taken. And the bill should not have come together with the budget appropriation bill as a consequential amendment. So I think my question was questioning by the CID was unnecessary and was simply intimidation for us that are calling for due process. Greater transparency is something that we all support. So I think this regime, as we all know, has intimidated many people in the past, and this will certainly not be the last. Thank you.
Zavenatha, were you surprised at the action taken by for yourself and the six others being taken in for questioning?
Not really. I think the situation in Fiji is such that we'll accept these things to be done, given the current tactics of this government. So, no, I was not surprised at all.
As a result, no charges were laid against yourself or the other six members that were taken in?
For me, I can't talk on the other members. I was taken for two interviews, as I said. They lasted 1 hour each. The interview has been suspended. No charges have been laid. But I must say the officers were very courteous and very respectful. No question on that. Thank you.
Now, can you talk us through Bill 17 and the Itauke Land Trust Act, please, Zavenatha, followed by the proposed amendments by the Fijian government?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. As you know, the Itauke Land Trust Act establishes what we call the Itauke Land Trust Board, which acts as a trustee for all native land in Fiji. That's the structure, that is what is in place. So the Act prescribes the powers of the trustee, which is the TLTB in this case. Bill 17 amends a certain section of that Act, Section 12, to be precise, by removing the approval that is necessary mortgage if a leased native land is mortgaged or charged or any kind of legal instrument like that. So this means that the lessee is free to mortgage the land without the approval of TLTB. So very clearly, the two amendments, they dilute the existing powers of the TLTB over native land. Simple. That's what the amendments are. It dilutes the existing powers of TLTB over the administration of native land in Fiji.
So we're talking about the degrading of the power from the Council of Chiefs? Is that what you're saying, Savinatha?
No. The Council of Chiefs have been dissolved by this government. They are no more in existence. This is just simply the Itaukei Land Trust Board, which are the trustees of all native land in Fiji on behalf of the landowners. So their powers has been diluted under this amendment.
Savinatha, what do you see the reasons behind the proposed changes for the amendment, Bill 17?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I see the positive reason is a procedural one, which is to speed up the process of mortgaging native land, which I hope would promote more investment, more businesses, and the utilization of native land. The negative issue that I see is a more fundamental one, and that is the landowners will now lose their say through the TLTB on who the land is being mortgaged to and the conditions of these mortgages. So the positive reason, is that it speeds up the process, perhaps more investment. The negative, which is a more fundamental issue, is that it takes away the approval that is given by TLTB for such matters. So if it's a process-related positive reason, why can't we just improve the process rather than change the law? Thank you, Brian.
Now, the TLTPB, please, they are?
Yeah, they are the trustees of the native land. They are an organization that has been set up under that legislation to be the trustees of native land. Yes, so there is a board of TLTB, yes.
Do you see this?
And they, of course, govern the act. Go ahead.
Do you see this also, Savinatha, as making it easier for foreign interests to come into Fiji and, for want of a better word or term, take over land ownership?
Not the land ownership per se in this amendment. The land ownership aspect of buying native land or leasing native land is unaffected. They have to go through the procedure. What's the only amendment here is when a leased native land is required to be offered as a mortgage for a loan by an investor or the one that has leased the land, they don't have now to seek the approval of the TLTB. That's the only change. So that's what the Bill 17 is all about.
Savinatha, just in terms of your thoughts on the recent budget, you mentioned the budget at the outset. Your thoughts on the recent budget, which was delivered earlier this month?
Oh, thanks for that question. Our financial situation in Fiji is very precarious. I hope your listeners understand that. And it's precarious not because of the virus. Definitely not. It has deteriorated well before the pandemic. So our financial situation is dire. And when you do not have the money, budgeting means you have to spend what little you have very wisely. And I don't think the budget does that at all. It does a lot of things. A lot of small things. And I call it, and I compare it to what I, the magic of fireworks. When fireworks happens, people are delighted, it's gone up in smoke. So this budget does not provide enough resources to stop the virus. Only $9 million additional is given to health. That is very, very inadequate. The risk of more lives being lost, larger decline in the economy, more suffering for the people. So I think it's focusing on wrong thing to help the poor. The unemployment benefit that will be given is less than $2 a day, and it's conditional on vaccination, and does not provide sufficient resources, in my view, to non-sugarcane farmers. So they can help us cushion this economic decline. So there are many fundamental issues of this budget that I think it's in the wrong places.
Sure.
Thank you.
Savinatha, that leads me to Fiji's response so far to COVID-19 and the growing number of cases and deaths. And as you mentioned with the budget, dire would be fair to say that COVID-19 in Fiji is definitely in that state. Your thoughts on how it's being managed and maybe recommendations on how it could be better managed?
Yes, thanks. As many of us know, this virus is completely out of control in Fiji. It is everywhere in the main islands. And the numbers of those that are contracting the virus and those that are dead is increasing daily to very, very high levels. To me, the government failed to introduce these hard measures that has worked many places in the world early in this second wave. So the health system, as I see it, is collapsing as this number of cases and death rises. And as it collapses, the economy, the businesses are declining, and there'll be 3 years of consecutive economic decline to a tune of 26% in a space of only 3 years. So more and more suffering is in line. What else can be done? I think we cannot wait until we achieve the herd immunity to do something else. We cannot allow more people to die, and we cannot allow more suffering in Fiji. So I think to control, at least to bring back control, restore control, we need to do something else. And this is what many of us are calling for. Why don't we do a lockdown while we continue to vaccinate people to get to the herd immunity that we want? We can't just sit by and watch this roll by every day that we see these things happening. It's just not on to me. We need to do something else.
Savinatha, with
thanks,
that,
sir.
Why do you think the call has not yet been made in the face of growing cases of COVID-19 along with deaths?
Thanks, Rainer. That's the question we are all asking our government here. Why are they allowing this to happen? Why don't they do something else to restore this control? But there hasn't been any answer, convincing answer from our leaders. They have just sat back and watched this virus devastate the entire country. I think that's irresponsibility, very irresponsible.
Savinatha, the elections, I think, coming up next year in Fiji for yourself as leader of the Unity Fiji Party. What are some of the main issues that you'll be standing on or standing for, and what change you'll be looking for come elections next year?
Yeah, thanks. The Unity Fiji is preparing for the 2022 election. We have more time now to prepare for that. We're doing a lot of things that normally political parties do at this time. I think some of the platforms we would be standing for, of course, is to get this virus under control. I think we need to put resources where it is needed. And I think we need to also help our people as they struggle every day on very basic issues of life. So I think the Bill 17 has come at a very bad time for us. But the solution, as I said, is simple. It's consulting the people. So I guess what we can also, I can also say at this time is that we need to restore economic and financial stability. We need to stop the country going over those financial cliffs. So we must then do the transformation that is necessary to diversify the economy. Fiji can be one of the strong countries in the region, and we have some resources, natural resources for it. So I think we can go towards putting Fiji to where it should be. And I thank the support that is coming from New Zealand, and we are thankful for and those are some of the issues we will be standing on in the next election. Brian, thank you.
Finally, Savinatha, words for our Fijian community tuning in this afternoon, please.
Yeah, I think we all know our beloved Fiji, beautiful country, the way we thought the world should be, is suffering. And not so much because of the virus, but to me it's because of poor leadership with high egos and a lot of pride. So I think we must from now on support a leadership that puts the people first, not politicians, as what we are all familiar of in Fiji. I think we must demand a leadership that can save us from economic and financial ruin that we are going through. And I think we must demand a leadership that can transform our country to become one of the best in the Pacific. That's what I would like to leave behind. We have the potential to do that. It's the leadership of the country that we need to change, and change that to something better. Thank you very much, Brian.
Savinatha Narumbe, leader of the Unity Fiji Party. Vinakavakalevu Ratu, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thank you, and all the best to you as well as our viewers. May God bless Fiji. Vinakavakalevu.
Vinakavakalevu.